President Trump called Baltimore, quote, a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess in a tweet this weekend, saying no human would want to live there. His tweet specifically targeted Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings and his district, which spans most of the city and includes parts of Howard and Baltimore counties. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports city activists are condemning the tweets and encouraging residents to hold their own elected officials accountable.
Reactions to the tweets were swift. City residents shared a wave of hashtag #WeAreBaltimore social media posts, highlighting their favorite Baltimore memories. Mayor Jack Young called the comments completely unacceptable. City Council President Brandon Scott called Trump's tweets a diversion tactic.
The President of the United States can do something, and that's what we should talk about, how he hasn't delivered on his infrastructure promise to American cities.
Governor Larry Hogan similarly condemned the tweets on WBAL's C4 program this morning.
People are just completely fed up with this kind of nonsense, and why are we not focused on solving the problems and getting to work?
The Republican governor has also been a frequent critic of Baltimore and its leaders, in particular for high crime rates. During the interview today, he said he encourages collaboration between federal and local governments to make the city a better place.
We really do need a huge focus and direction from the federal government. The state and the city can't do it alone.
Baltimore is a place with real problems. It still endures a legacy of racist redlining policies that created impoverished black neighborhoods. Its murder rate is among the highest in the country. Trump lashed out at Baltimore and Cummings after Cummings, who was also chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, criticized conditions at the southern border. Lawrence Brown, a professor at Morgan State University's School of Community Health and Policy, says the president inadvertently called attention to the fact that there are walls in Baltimore, too.
There's literally a wall that the Northwood community built to separate itself between them and Morgan State across the street. So there are walls here in Baltimore. There are camps here in Baltimore. Red line communities are essentially camps where people who live in these communities are stuck in poverty, stuck with lead poisoning, stuck with so many of the issues that we have.
Brown said the conditions that Trump mocked are caused by historical racism and maintained by some local politicians. So when those politicians responded to the president with hashtag #WeAreBaltimore posts, many of which featured images of the harbor or downtown rather than blight, Brown said it felt ingenuine.
I think We Are Baltimore is a good response, but I think, you know, it didn't show the real diversity of Baltimore.
Dee Watkins, a lifelong East Baltimore resident, author, and editor-at-large at Salon, said he's sick of the platitudes.
Anything that's going to create unity against a source of hate is always, like, a good thing. In all fairness, I don't feel empowered by the social media support because people like myself, other people who live in this city, who love in this city, who come from this city and who has had opportunities to leave this city but chose to stay to work on making it better, we're too busy doing work to get all riled up over Twitter.
He said it's better to respond to Trump's tweets by making Baltimore better instead of getting angry. Brown said that's because no one, especially politicians, has an instant fix.
Trump's comments has gotten a lot of people riled up and wanting to defend the city, but I think, you know, what really will help defend this city is racial equity and dismantling the apartheid that is so pervasive in our city.
To achieve that, Brown said, residents can't let their officials off the hook, no matter how defensive Trump's tweets make them feel. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.